parcel right there is in between two residential houses, butts up against the M1 district, but everything around it is residential.
Correct.
As was mentioned in there, that could be considered spot zoning. Spot zoning is illegal. And if you do spot zone, then you guys get together, hire an attorney, and sue us. We got money, but there's a good chance that you would win that as a spot zoning. And we would never do that anyway, because why would you put... First of all, you can't build anything in there big enough to be manufactured.
But you could make a roadway if you, like, back to that.
But you can't get through here.
Well, you can always build in.
Thank you.
Nice
try. No. Okay, anybody else? Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yes, I'm Mark Verdesha. I live on 7015 South Lannistone Court. And my question is, what exactly, how much, how big is the wetland area there? Can you give an idea of where it extends or
how about it's big enough? Does that work? No, I guess not. Mr. Deagle, any idea?
It's most of the parcel. I don't think we have any accurate mapping for it. We do not require them.
We have C100. If you want to, can you pull that up on our plane?
If you want to look in here, you can see where the wetland is mapped currently. So here's the parcel that's being rezoned. This is the pond.
I appreciate you wanting to help him.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I guess my second question is, I know they, according to DNR, they're not allowed to develop within a certain number of feet from the edge of the wetland. Exactly what is that? How many feet?
That's mostly our regulations.
The setback, our city regulation is 50-foot setback from wetlands. That's just a city regulation. The state and the federal government only regulate the wetland. They prohibit filling of wetlands, development of wetlands, unless you can get permits and approvals first, and they only protect the wetland. We protect the wetland and the 50-foot setback. So in addition to, they'd have to get permits from the federal and state government, and they'd have to get permits and approvals from us. And then, yes, I'll always say, I'll never say never, but ask any developer who's ever built in the city of Franklin. It's not easy to get those approvals, and sometimes we do say no.
Yeah, Alderman Dandry pointed out that we actually have something in our packet. If I read this correctly, it looks like 3.29 acres of wetlands and shoreland wetlands.
That would be for probably the entire, all three parcels.
Oh, I see.
So yes, that dotted area, whatever, that would be the wetland delineation. So again, it's most of that parcel. And then in addition to that, we had, the city has a 50-foot setback.
Wetlands are different from the pond.
Right. Okay. So you said if it's rezoned to M1, it would actually be, requirements would be more stringent as far as developing or?
In terms of woodland, yes.
And setbacks and density.
So the answer would be yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to find out.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. Think it'll happen. Anybody else? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else, I'll close the public hearing portion of it. Mr. Any questions from the commissioners? Okay, without objections, we'll take action. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District to M1 Limited Industrial District, generally located on the east side of West Forest Home Avenue, approximately 1,200 feet north of the intersection of West Forest Home and West Rawson Avenue, which is south of the existing General Warehouse building, and it's approximately 4.35 acres. Okay. Question on the motion? Seeing none? Oh, sorry, Commissioner Hayden.
I'd just like to make a comment to the developer. This is a good thing. I think you've taken a site that's got challenges with it. It's not being used well right now, and you're maximizing the use of that. I'll also come and commend you on your stormwater management creative solutions with the on-site underground storage. So I see now this is how you
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item B, a site plan amendment for this particular parcel. And since there's no public hearing, site plan lets us see where they're going to put things on the property. So that's what we're going to talk about now.
So as I briefly mentioned before, they're tearing down the two small existing buildings, and then we're going to build in addition to the existing building, larger building on the north. Yep. So those two are going to be removed. Parking lot goes there. And then the building addition will go eastward from that existing building that was just north of us. So there, see that? That's the rough outline of that building addition. And then on the north side of that building will be a truck dock that's going to connect to the street to the north. And then otherwise, they're going to fix up the parking lot, because parts of the parking lot are in pretty poor shape. They'll have a little driveway for cars and trucks to go around the property. And correct me if I'm wrong, we're requiring landscaping and a fence?
Yes.
On the east side of the property.
And notice there's no parking.
No outside storage.
I didn't quite understand where the new building is going to be.
We'll answer the question, but okay. This is, thank you, appreciate it.
This is the new building, right there. This is the existing building. And the two little buildings over here and over here are going to be gone. So there will be a little bit of grass, some parking lot, and this is the new building, building addition. Truck dock for trucks to come in and out of 112th Street over here, and a little driveway coming around here, and then landscaping and a fence all the way around the property.
Yes, all the way down.
That's your house. Remember on the pictures, there was trucks parked here, there's a dumpster over here, there was not nice stuff. So,
right, can I say something though?
I wish you could, but it's, we're now into the business portion of the meeting. We'll try to anticipate the question based on the so. Where's your landscape? Driveways right here. More trees.
That should be in there. Oh, it's on the separate plan. It's on the site. Here we go.
See what I want.
I think this shows it here. Yeah. That's your fence.
See these dash lines right here?
That's your fence.
That's a fence.
What fence?
That's trucks, a few.
That would come in? And
because it was the landscaper. That was the landscaper. So we had a few trucks. That's why, that's who put up the fence.
Okay.
When the landscaper wanted to do a building addition or something, that's when the fence got put. And anticipating the question, the fence was required. They took it down. Somebody filed a complaint. We made them put it back up. We're going to make them put up a fence. If they take it down, somebody file a complaint, and we'll make them put it back up.
I think the commission, if you remember, this was brought to us a year ago when people had complaints of when something wanted to happen in Mr. Deal. You might be able to refresh
us. I think it was the landscaper.
Landscaper. And so what we're seeing here in this package is night and day. This is going to be a turnaround in this area, and it's going to be 1,000 times better than what you've been looking at for the last 20 years. So I remember that conversation that we had a year ago. And there were several. I remember the gentleman right here. He was here. at that one, and it was very, you know, it was a tough meeting. Okay, so I think the owners of what they want to project here and give us today and is going to be a phenomenal enhancement to the area.
And how much traffic is that going to be?
Ma'am, please. It's a drive. I'll answer your question. The only traffic that will come back there, obviously, will be traffic of trucks coming back there to unload supplies. There's nowhere to park here, right? The only thing here is the loading dock, and it's a single bay loading dock. No place to park. You can get out on 112th Street, but nobody in their right mind would use that as a drive, as a street. Commissioners?
That was what I was trying to get at, because I was thinking that was what she was upset with and wanting to know, that there was going to be a lot of traffic back there. Because as you guys stated, trucks are going to be coming as tourists. And I wanted her to know or assure her that there's not going to be constant traffic back there, right?
Yeah, we don't know, at least I don't know, as you know, how many trucks. But it's only going to be for these guys. Anybody else, so Rebelcourt and then whoever's in the building to the south. No one else should be driving on this property.
Commissioner? Okay. Relative to the site plan, is there a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for property located at 11301 West Forest Home Avenue to allow for removal of two smaller existing buildings on the northeast portion of the Rebelcourt Inc. property, to expand the existing building on the northern portion of the property, along with parking lot changes, the addition of an access drive, loading docks, and a driveway connection south of 112th Street. Taxi is 748-994-003.
Second.
Question? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to the land combination, and for the audience, it is... combine this parcel with the one we just rezoned to Action Street.
And the one to there's a small little parcel on the road to where the truck turns.
Ms. Beadle, do you just want to say that more loudly and then we'll move on?
So again, the land combination is going to combine this parcel with the big parcel in the middle and this parcel at the south with the parcel in the middle. So all three of those parcels, this one, and this one will all be one property, one parcel. The truck terminal will be over here. That's why we recommended the land combination. They can't have that going across the property line, so they're going to combine their two properties. They own them both into one. So then the truck dock terminal will cross that property line. And of course, again, this one has to be combined because that old CSM required it. And again, one of the advantages to having all these in one property and one ownership is if there is a problem, it's easier to address the whole thing. If it's a separate parcel, they could sell it, and if they sell it as is, we won't know. But it's one parcel. If they try to split it, they have to let the city know before they try to split it. And if it's under one ownership, if there's a problem, it's easier to deal with problems with only one owner. So, again, it's just a simple combining those two into one, these two into one. Staff's recommending approval with just the normal conditions that they follow all city rules.
For those of you who are worried about the city budget, which is what Park and I do, the fact that we're going to get rid of two vacant parcels and combine them with one that's producing tax revenue for us increases the value of the two that weren't generating property taxes. So the net to us... tax value as well. So it helps you. A little bit, but it helps you. Questions from the commission? Is there a motion to recommend approval of the resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax keys number 748994003, 748997008, and 748006700? At 11301 to 11311 West Forest Home Avenue, side of West Forest Home Avenue, approximately 1,200 feet north of the intersection of West Forest Home Avenue and West Rawson Avenue, which is south of the existing General Warehouse building.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.